101.9.
Just when you think the Supreme Court has squashed Section 66A and we finally have the freedom to say what we want on the internet, now the internet itself is at risk. And we've got Member of Parliament Rajiv Chandrasekhar in the studio with us. Hi, sir.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so are you like in any kind of...
Deja vu.
Yeah, this isn't happening, is it?
It never stops, yes. I think this is part of what we must expect, which is that when we are enjoying something and we are so used to our freedom and we are so used to an internet that we know and use and live off of, that there will always be forces that are trying to curb, throttle,
restrict,
etc. So it will always be a challenge to keep maintaining this freedom and maintaining the consumer at the heart and soul of the internet.
So now the consumers literally have something to worry about because everything is an agenda by people who are trying to control the free access of it.
Correct. And I think, you know, Section 66A, as you remember, Michelle, was about freedom of expression.
Yes.
Now what the TRAI, the telecom regulator, is attempting to ask all of us is, would you like to pay more for accessing some parts of the net as compared to the others? Which essentially means that tomorrow, if you want to use WhatsApp or any of the other services that you're used to and you're a part of your life, you may actually end up paying not just for data access, which you anyway pay, but you'll also end up paying more for that particular application or for that particular app or service, which is absolutely contrary to the whole concept of net neutrality, which
is
that everything on the net should be equal, democratically accessible to all consumers. And that operators shouldn't be trying to throttle who you go to and what applications you use.
The thing is, when the internet came about in the 1980s and 1990s, earlier on, they never specified this.
The most important thing is, remember, I come from the school where I was involved in technology when the early days of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Internet has always been a collaborative effort. There is no owner of the internet.
That is true.
Nobody dominates the internet. At the heart of the internet is millions and thousands of users and consumers. And that character of the internet cannot be altered. Now, there will be, at various stages, many companies that are sitting on top of the internet, having their business models, trying to control that, trying to get more money out of it, which is not a bad thing. But they cannot do that by ignoring who is the most important player on the internet, which is the consumer.
Yes.
You can't fetter the consumer's rights. You can't fetter the innovator's rights. You can't fetter the technology developer's rights. Those are people who have built the internet. They are the heart of the internet.
Absolutely. So then you are agreeing when you say it's an exploitation of consumer rights.
Oh, of course. And you, as you know, I was one of the first members of parliament to raise this in parliament.
Yes.
I have fought for this consistently. And what I'm doing now is urging more and more consumers to make themselves and their views of how important it is to be a consumer known to the TRAI.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm urging all of you who want to preserve the internet in its current form and not have anybody dominate it or control it, to write to the regulator and say, look, think about the consumer because they are the most important stakeholder of the internet.
Now, that is something that you and I need to do. There's a petition on change.org and a lot of people are signing that petition. Do you think that is a good way to go about
that
getting there?
That is a good way. There is also an email of the TRAI,
mm-hmm,
that you can Google up and find out the email address and send them an email and tell them, look, whatever you recommend by way of policy must have consumer interest at its heart. You must not dilute the interest of the consumer. And then you can do whatever else you want.
And if by any chance things go south?
No, I don't believe it.
It can't, right?
I can't believe that there is anything in this country that will surpass the will of the people. So,
okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, the will of the consumers will prevail over everything else.
Hooray! Thank you, sir.
Thank you.